This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's supporting the cattle markets?
Well, that's a very good question, Leslie, as our cash market is not doing it for the feed yards, as we've seen yesterday and today, 162 and 163 being paid in the Southern Plains. So that's not a positive out there for our cattle market. I believe more than anything, after the big sell-off that we saw last week in our futures market, we're seeing some technical rebound. This is the third straight session of seeing the cattle market close positive. Now, today we did see the boxed beef strong once again, so that is a little bit helpful out there. We was up $2.18 on choice. We was up $1.35 on select. Had a total movement of 79 loads. And we saw a cattle kill of 110,000 head. Hog kill of 431,000. On the close today, April cattle $1.12 higher. June cattle $1.25 higher. May feeders up $1.62. August up $1.47. And June hogs down $3 limit.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Have you found yourself with more ground to cover this spring? DuPont Pioneer has a great supply of corn, soybean, and sorghum seed to meet all your in-season needs, and they're locally tested to ensure success on your acres. Every Pioneer brand product contains a total package of proven traits and world-class genetics, and our unmatched network of local DuPont Pioneer field teams and Pioneer sales professionals are here to help you get the most out of every acre of your farm. Contact your local Pioneer sales professional today for localized solutions and the kind of tireless support you can depend upon.
What will tomorrow look like? Visit a modern Oklahoma farm and you'll see precision agriculture with GPS, unmanned aerial vehicles, no-tillage farming, improved livestock genetics, and a whole crop of young leaders eager to feed a hungry world. The next generation of young farmers and ranchers is working with Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help move agriculture forward. Check it out at okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Tom, what's causing the mixed trade in the grain market?
Well, today's the second straight day of corn and soybeans finding technical buying to allow them to close positive. But the downside continues for our wheat complex. It is now 7 out of the past 8 sessions that Kansas City wheat has closed negative, and Kansas City wheat also saw new contract lows made today. I believe it's still fun selling, and the fact that there is moisture in the forecast pushing the wheat lower. On the close, May KC wheat down 7 1/4, July KC down 7 3/4, July Chicago wheat down 7 1/2. May corn was 2 1/2 higher, July corn up 2 cents. May soybeans 4 3/4 higher, July soybeans up 3 3/4, and July cotton down 2 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.